First wave responders are arriving in Japan. Relief activity picks up as the nuclear threat looms, and ministry revisits the story of Christ through a different set of eyes. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Experts say Japan's devastating earthquake and tsunami will rank among the costliest natural disasters on record. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says,
"It's a modern country, so this is unparalleled for the scale of this disaster in a modern country."
It's winter now, and millions are without food, water, and shelter. Nuclear meltdown looms. Their team has a plan that flexes with the needs.
For Food for the Hungry, our niche is really working with the local churches and local church partners throughout the region affected and trying to get supplies in through those churches and basically provide support through those churches and ministries.
Keep praying as their team moves forward.
We believe that the church is God's vehicle for spreading the gospel of love and compassion and the message of peace. So we're really hopeful that the Japanese church, supported by churches all around the world, will rise up and truly show what Christians are about.
Meanwhile, it's mostly unknown how Japan's churches have fared in the wake of the disaster. Asian Access's Pastor Hiroshi Kawasaki says,
"More than 300 churches is affected."
Kawasaki's trying to contact churches nearly round the clock, but many wireless connections and lines are down. He has yet to hear from most. Asian Access's VP to Japan, Mary Jo Wilson, says unaffected churches are doing all they can to help.
Some other churches have opened up and are supplying some long-term temporary housing. So we see the body of Christ working together.
Aid and housing are vital for the more than 310,000 people left homeless. Asian Access has set up a relief fund so you can help with aid. But the church is preparing for another need as well.
Soon after, maybe that they need a very, very big spiritual help.
For now,
pray that Japan experiences the reality of Christ's love.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While the world struggles to come to grips with the devastation in Japan, Ron Hutchcraft says Christians need to pray. Hutchcraft says our prayers need to focus on two areas. First, with only 1% of the population Christian, he says the Japanese people need our prayers.
The millions of gods of Shintoism, the feeling that Christianity is a Western religion, all these many things have created great barriers. And my prayer now is for the people of God in Japan that this could be their moment when they will become the looked-to people because they have a hope.
Hutchcraft says in the United States, newscasters are talking about biblical prophecy. When people ask about it, he gives us some suggestions on what to say.
You need to make sure you are in the hands of the one who predicted it all, whose coming is preceded by it all, and who is the only safe place,
which is Jesus. Listen to the full interview at our website. And as the church rebuilds in Japan, the Middle East, and elsewhere, resources are vital. Voice of the Martyrs' upcoming animated film, Jesus, He Lived Among Us, could help. Todd Nettleton says the film's from an angle you might not be used to in Jesus stories, though.
This telling of the story really kind of brings out the persecution aspect that, you know, Christ died on a cross. He was persecuted, and his followers also were persecuted. So it tells the story of Christ, very scriptural, and yet kind of with a little bit of a more of a look from the persecuted church angle than what you see in other Jesus stories.
It could be a real blessing to those suffering in general or being persecuted for their faith.
I think it will be an incredible inspiration. It will also be an incredible tool for them to share the gospel.
The film will be in the 12 most common languages of the most restricted areas of the world, but it's not quite finished yet. Track its progress through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that will help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.